It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A 26-year-old Salvadoran woman with a brain tumor is free on bond from a North Texas immigration detention center. As KERA's Gus Contreras reports, she's seeking asylum.
Sarah Beltran Hernandez was released from the Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado and will now be able to seek medical care. Dallas immigration judge James Nugent approved Beltran Hernandez's $15,000 bond. Beltran Hernandez was hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks after collapsing last month at the detention center. She had been released from a hospital and then returned to the center in Alvarado. A doctor recommends Beltran Hernandez get brain scans every 6 weeks. The tumor isn't cancerous. The mother of two has been seeking asylum in the United States for more than a year and says she can't return to El Salvador because of domestic and gang violence. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
Race, class, and ethnicity are contributing to an educational divide for children in Dallas County. That's according to a report out today by the education nonprofit Commit Partnership. White girls are 4 times more likely to be enrolled in advanced placement classes than black boys. And while black males account for 12% of Dallas County student population, they make up 30% of out-of-school suspensions. Among other findings, just 55% of kindergartners are entering school ready, and only 38% of the county's third graders are reading proficiently. John B. King, who was Education Secretary in President Obama's administration, was in Dallas for the release of the Commit Partnership report. Today on Think, King told Chris Boyd about the need for more diverse teachers in schools.
It's not just important for students of color to see role models at the front of the classroom. I think it's also important for white students to see diverse role models as well, and diverse folks not only in the classroom but in school leadership roles. We know that today a majority of the kids in our public schools are students of color, but only 18% of our teachers are teachers of color. One of the challenges is that we have a leaky pipeline. Fewer students of color as a percentage are graduating from high school, enrolling in college, graduating from college, graduating with education degrees, choosing teaching. So we've got challenges at every level of the pipeline. But it's a question of investment. Are we willing as a society to invest in the preparation of a quality, diverse teacher workforce?
This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. In movies, acting is all about the face, the close-up. But on stage, actors must use their entire body. Each week in the Artist Spotlight, we follow the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, Art Seeks Hadi Mwangi learns how Dallas actor and teaching artist Ivan Hasso uses his body to transform into characters on stage and in class.
Okay, so vamos a jugar un juego, we're going to play a little fun game, really fun game.
We're in an acting class at the Bachman Lake Together Community Center. The class is for neighborhood folk for whom English is a second language and who've never been on stage before. It's taught by local actor Ivan Hasso.
I try to keep it light and fun, and we focus a lot on movement-based communication and how do we use our focus and our eye contact, our body, to best communicate what we want.
Because I want us to start thinking about different ways to communicate, diferentes maneras de comunicar, without using words. Using words is easy.
The class is part of a new experimental program spearheaded by the Dallas Theater Center. The program is called Public Works Dallas. It puts 100 ordinary Dallasites on stage with professional actors for Shakespeare's The Tempest. But this isn't your run-of-the-mill community theater show. If anything, it's a show about the community.
Public Works Dallas starts off with the fundamental idea that the arts belong equally to every human being.
That's the DTC's artistic director, Kevin Moriarty. He selected Hasso for this class because of Hasso's ability to speak both Spanish and English, as well as his experience working with students of varied ages. Moriarty also says Hasso has unique abilities that he wants his students to see.
Ivan has an immense amount of skills as an actor. The one that was perhaps most immediately apparent to me when I first had the opportunity to watch him work and to work with him is physically embodying a role.
That's a skill Public Works Dallas needs for their newcomers. And Caramia Theater's artistic director, David Lozano, believes they picked the right instructor for the job.
What is so profound about Ivan is that when he's seen on stage, it tells young people of color that we can actually make it.
Hasso is a first-generation American, the son of laborers. He grew up in Dallas, just a few blocks away from the Bachman Community Center. So he sees a lot of himself in his younger students.
I grew up speaking both Spanish and English, and to use both languages in the class with the parents and with the children, it feels like it's bringing everybody like together. It's connecting everybody.
In rehearsal for his role in Carmia's new show, Yamaya's Belly, the actor transforms himself. The handsome 33-year-old with a contagious smile becomes a macho bully.
Hey, little Jesus! Why shouldn't you be in school? You always want to hang around where all the action is, huh? Don't you? Always want to hang around with the big boys. You'll learn more from us anyway. What do they got to teach you at school that we don't already know?
The lanky-limbed actor is physically altered. His entire manner shifts. His walk more slouched than upright. His voice more menacing. And his eyes lose their joy and become hostile. Hassel learned some of that at KD Actors Conservatory in Dallas. And it's that ability to modify himself that has companies like Amphibian Stage Productions and Undermain Theater hiring him. Just ask Kevin Moriarty.
In the last 6 months, I have offered Yvonne two large roles. And both times he had to turn them down because he was already booked up. And he's still in that amazing creative time of his life where he's continuing to find new parts of his voice.
And I want you to make a circle with your body.
I feel that these are tools for us as humans. These tools of communication, these tools of expression, I think are important. And it's important for us to feel comfortable that we can express ourselves.
Away from the spotlight, Hasso was back in the neighborhood where he was raised. And he's tackling one of his most important roles. He's a teacher. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Head over to artandseek.org to check out Yvonne Hasso's upcoming projects. And since leaving the White House, former President George W. Bush has taken up painting. He combined his passions for portraits and working with veterans in a new exhibit that opened today at the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas. Portraits of Courage feature 66 full-color portraits and a four-panel mural to honor veterans. A book featuring the paintings is also being released. Colonel Matthew Amidon is the Deputy Director of the Military Service Initiative at the Bush Institute.
It's 1 year of painting. This was after a suggestion from one of his teachers who suggested painting people no one knows. And so his thought immediately was, why not honor the vets that he's grown to know and then draw the attention to the work we're doing here at the Bush Center?
Bush has painted world figures like Russian President Vladimir Putin and his father, former President George H.W. Bush. Colonel Amidon says that this time Bush chose to work with the veterans who served in the military in the post-9/11 era.
Each one, it's important to note, is really President Bush's interpretation of, you know, who that warrior was and perhaps a little bit of what they were going through at the time that he met them. Some of these warriors were facing great challenges, both in the physical and mental health spectrum. And so I think he very appropriately tried to capture some of that.
The Portraits of Courage exhibition runs through October 1st. And finally, KERA won a station record 15 awards from the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters, which were announced today. The station is also the sole finalist in the newscast category for large radio stations. KERA won 4 first-place awards, 8 second-place awards, and 3 honorable mentions. Texas Standard won 5 awards. The statewide public radio news magazine originates from KUT in Austin. It's co-produced by KERA in North Texas, as well as Houston Public Media and Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Learn more at KERANews.org. Mostly clear skies this evening, a low around 39. Tomorrow should be sunny, high in the upper 60s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low around 48. It's currently 64 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth, and 61 in Tyler in Wichita Falls. At 6:30, this is KERA News.